They can't sleep because they're worried about stuff. You know, they end up getting stuck in the sins and traps. I mean, they make bad decisions. Time out of mind. We all have that. You know, we all have that friend that does the same dumb thing over and over again. They just won't stop doing that dumb thing. Hopefully, you're not that friend. But that person, whoever it is bound up. They're chained by bad decision making. And Jesus said, look, stop it, stop it, stop it. Jesus, stop it. I'm here to make you free, brother. So you stop getting smacked. So you stop doing the same dumb thing over and over again. So you wake up in the morning and you think, you know what? This is going to be a good day. That's what Jesus came to do. That's why Jesus died on the cross, to make us free when we were once bound up. Can you believe it? Now, the crazy thing is this, is if you guys got your Bibles, go ahead and turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, it's crazy because the freedom that Jesus gives is different than the freedom we think of, right? I mean, in America, you have your freedom. You have the freedom of free speech. Everybody remembers that one at the time. You have freedom of choosing the religion you want to. You have the freedom of the press. The news can write any story they want and not, you know, get arrested because they don't like the president, right? What are the freedoms the Americans have? Freedoms have the America. They have the freedoms to, amen, bear arms. Because you can find any old grizzly bear and wear its arms that you want to. You could do whatever you want. That's just craziness, right? And we have all these freedoms. Bill of Rights, and America loves freedom. It's just crazy. But the problem is that we hear these freedoms so much, and that's what we think of when we think of freedom. But that's not the freedom that Jesus came to give. It's not. See, the crazy thing is this, is that this is what I'm saying here, is you could have chains on your wrists, but still have a free heart. Do you know what I'm saying? You could be locked in a cell in a cage, but be more free than the one that holds the key to that cage. Do you get what I'm saying there? Because the freedom that God gives is bigger than any freedom that a man or a woman or money. It's bigger than the freedom that a relationship. It's bigger than the freedom that a big house can give. The freedom that God gives is bigger than the freedom that an education can give. The freedom that God gives is bigger than a freedom that maybe a varsity spot or whatever the case is. It's bigger than those things because it's not bound by those things. And I know this because, one of the things I try to keep on track of is things that go on in the world. I mean, for over a year now, there's a pastor that went from America to the Middle East, and his name is Pastor Saeed, and he's been in prison for hundreds of days. His family's here in America, and he's been in prison simply because he was a pastor that went to the Middle East, and he wanted to start up orphanages. That's the only reason. You want to start up orphanages and help lost children, and want to tell them about Jesus, and apparently the government didn't like it, so they threw him in jail. That man, even though he's in jail, he's being beaten and tortured, is free. It doesn't make much sense. But he's free. Throughout the decades, I mean, even now today, they say over 100,000 people around the world every year will die because they believe in Jesus Christ. That's the reason. That's the only reason. And this is now, today, right now, 2014, 100,000 people plus will die this year because they believe in Jesus Christ. So does that mean that they're doing the wrong thing? Well, no, because to die for Christ is much more freer than living for the world. See, a man who lives for the world is already dead. It's true. Because a man who lives for the world lives in chains and bondage every day to sin, to selfishness, to however he feels. But a person who lives for Jesus and dies for Jesus, they've just begun life. Because life really doesn't begin until you step over into eternity. Think about that. You know, I you know, one of the things years ago, me and my family and a group, you know, we went to Russia for a mission trip, and it was absolutely amazing, life changing, and my family, a couple of my sisters, you know, they did a mission trip to Ukraine, and they have friends and stuff over there, and all this kind of stuff over there. And if you know anything that's going on in the news right now, there's a huge conflict right now in that area over in between these two nations, Russia and the Ukraine. And you know, I have a couple pastor friends out there, and you know, they know some of the staff here at the church. Well, they send us emails and they tell us what's going on with their church and things like that. They come and visit America all the time, and they show us pictures, and it's crazy because they have all these bright colored clothes that they wear for their customs, and it's really kind of cool. And they sent an email just yesterday. They sent it to a couple of my friends, Dennis and Barbara. You know, we all know this guy, Pastor Stanislav. That's right, Stanislav. I said it. And he said, you know, dear Dennis and Barbara, they shared the email with me. He said, thank you so much for your pure hearts, because we're blessed by you and by God. Today, it is a recreation. I don't think it might be a translation thing. But he says, we're worried about the situation in the Ukraine. We got this yesterday. He says, President Putin, who is the president of Russia, he wages an undeclared war with the Ukraine. We have already a lot of killed enlisted men and officers in their military. We have dead men, citizens among the population. The terrorists killed the pastor of a Protestant church today. Today, the terrorists declared there needs to be the destruction of all the churches, except for the churches that are Orthodox, which is a very traditional type of church. They wear like the robes and gowns and all that kind of stuff. He says, the terrorists said they're declaring a destruction of all the churches, except the Orthodox churches of Moscow, it's Russian, in the cities of Lugansk and Donetsk, the regions. Many cities and many churches' buildings have already been destroyed. There are many refugees. The situation is very difficult. And this is where it gets interesting. He says, but there's a good thing. People, they're leaving the war zones, and they now live in the houses of people who believe in Jesus. Thanks to this situation, the church is teaching the refugees to understand God's word. He says, we continue to build our church, but it's very difficult. We thank God that we have a president in Ukraine that believes in Jesus. He says, it was a fair election for all the years of independence. We believe in a victory which God will give us. Let's God bless you. I think that's a translation thing too. We in our church send you our greetings from the sanatorium Druzhba. I don't really know what that means. Send you also greetings. We wait for an answer from you. Please tell us, how are you? How's your church? We would love to know about it. We love you, Pastor Sergey and Svetlana. It's crazy because here they are in a country that has war going on, basically. You know, they're being attacked by another country and all these kind of things, and the people that are being attacked, you know, they call them the terrorists, are declaring a war on the church to destroy these churches that they're pastoring. But they say there's a good thing happening. See, that's freedom. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, right here, in 2 Corinthians 3, it says, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Verse 17, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's freedom. Where the Lord is, there is freedom, there's liberty. He says the veil is taken away wherever God is. You see, what happens is this, is when bad things happen, all we think of is bad things happening. Oh, man, there's a fight. There's an argument. I don't like this. I don't like that. I feel like this, and then I feel like this. My friend's doing this, and my friend's saying that. They was my friend. I thought they were my friend, but now they're not my friend. This, and this. All these things begin to happen. And what happens is when you don't have God operating in your life, the veil is there, and all you see is the problem. That's all you can think about. That's all you can dream about. That you begin to replay the thought over in your head. It could have been. It should have been. Why wasn't it? Why didn't this? If God was real, then, and we see the veil is in front of us because we aren't putting God in the situation, and all we see is the problem, and you're not free because you're stuck seeing what is going wrong, and all you can see is the problem. But the Bible says this, but where God is, he takes the veil away, and the veil, when you take the veil away, you see beyond that. What happens is when you have a veil, all you see is the problem, but when you take the veil away, you see beyond the problem, and you see what God has beyond the problem. See, that's what they're doing. mean, I don't know about you, but nobody, probably, chances are nobody's knocking on your door trying to burn your house down because you're a Christian. Chances are, I haven't seen anybody declare war on the Rock Church saying we're going to bomb them, or we're going to destroy them, or we're going to burn the Rock Church down. Thank God, because we're trying to pay this place off. Whew. So, we don't have that problem. But they do, and they're saying, look, I know somebody's trying to kill our pastors, but there's a good thing happening. Wait a minute. I know there's somebody trying to kill our pastors, but there's a good thing happening. Hopefully, you know, that if somebody's trying to kill me, I'd be pretty upset. There's people trying to kill our pastors, but there's a good thing happening. They're seeing beyond the problem to what's behind it. They say, well, all these problems are driving people into the houses of people that will share the gospel with them. If it takes war to spread the gospel, then okay, then fine. That's what it needs to happen. Wow. The veil's taken away, and they say, where the Spirit of God is, there's freedom. They're not, just because their country's at war doesn't mean that their heart is at war. There's war around them, but inside their heart, there's peace. See, that's freedom. That's freedom. Take my right of speech. Take my right to bear arms. Take my right of free press. Take every right that the Constitution gives me because of 4th of July, blah, 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 1770, whatever. Take it away. Shut up, Jeremiah. Back in there laughing at me. Shut up. That's right. Shut up. It's been a long time since high school. Just because he's smarter than me. I don't say that about anybody either. Anyway, take all that stuff away. I am still free. Because I don't need the right to bear arms, although get that mega blaster going. I don't need the right of free speech because my speech is already free. Throw chains on my hands. Throw chains on my ankles. Throw chains. You can put two chains around my neck. I'll still be free. See what I did there? See what I did there? Right there. But I will still be free because I can have chained wrists but a free heart. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Not where my boyfriend is, there is freedom. Not where the money is, there my freedom. Not where I feel comfortable and there's air conditioning in Jesus' name, there is freedom. No, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Because where God is, I can see beyond my problems today. I don't have to make dumb decisions. And I can wait for God to come through tomorrow. You know, these pastors, they say, look, there's war. You know, the president is this and the president is that. And the tanks are rolling in and the snipers are mounting up. And then the churches are getting burned down. But thank God, because the big picture is people are getting drawn to the gospel. Because I'll tell you this, you know, kill me now and I'll live forever. Right? We get so stuck on this life that we miss the real life ahead. And this is crazy talk, right? Am I not right? I'm saying crazy talk right now. Or is it maybe it's crazy because we're so stuck to hearing crazy things on the radio that we don't really make, you know what I'm saying? The Bible says in Galatians 5:1, I'm done, I'm just to paraphrase it for you, is that God has made you free. So don't get tricked into giving up your freedom. So when the problems mount up, you know, when the challenges come through, when they try to drop the veil in front of you again with all the problems that go on in life, because, you know, on the way home, you're going to find problems. But don't let that stop you. Look beyond it. Ask God in the city. When you can't see beyond the problem, when you can't see beyond the problem, invite God in. Ask him to take the veil away from your face, and then you'll see beyond it. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is freedom. That's why we sing, Spirit, break out. Right? Why? Because I got issues, and I need you to break through the veil. I need to be able to see beyond today to tomorrow. And that is how you become free. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Verse 18 says, now we, with an unveiled face, we behold as in a mirror the glory of God. We're what? Being transformed in the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says that this, nobody, even in the midst of your problem, if you look beyond it, God will make you more like him. And then tomorrow, you'll go from good to better to best. glory to glory just by the Spirit of the Lord. If you guys got something from God today, let's give him praise.